Hello, Diego. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Diego. It's Laura, Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are yourself?
I am doing well. You know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
I know.
It's some time off of work. I'm excited.
That's good. Yeah, I know.
Yes. So did you have time to speak with, I'm not sure if you said your wife or your girlfriend, I'm sorry, but did you have time to figure out what you guys wanted to do or kind of where everything's at?
Okay, so, yeah, I think so. I sent them a text message yesterday, the other company. I think I'm going to continue with them, but, yeah, so how much is the thing for fix the profile? I mean, just to activate it again, the profile, you said the last time.
So what, it's not, our services is not just your Google business profile. It's putting your Google business profile in front of people who are looking for your services. So it's more than what the company was doing for you. We were also going to run Facebook ads for your business. We're going to put you on the first page of Bing as well. And we were also going to give you a dashboard that tracks how many people are looking for you, how many calls you received, all of that good stuff. So for the whole SEO package, because we do have right now a Black Friday special as well, you were looking at a flat rate per month of $249. There was no your setup fee is waived with the Black Friday special.
You said $240 per month?
$249 per month. No, it's just, it's $249 per month because we are working on getting you optimized every month, basically. It's not what the other company was doing. The other company was just, they're just doing a Google business profile. We are actually optimizing your business so people can find you, people that are looking for you.
Okay, so this is a question I have right now. Okay, so that company, they already tried to activate my profile back. So I don't think there's much difference that I tried to do, a few months ago. I tried twice, I think third time, fourth time, I'm not sure. They always, Google, they always ask me to send some proof for business, existing business and address, something like that. So I already, I sent it to them. But I was expecting that, I mean, because I don't have any license to work with Google. I mean, to the marketing, you know. But I hired, they called me, I talked to this company and they said, okay, we are partner with Google. We can help you to get your business to profile back. That's not going to take more than 14 days or something like that, blah, blah, everything. Okay. So the thing is, so they offer the same, like you're offering me right now, that what I told you the last time. I think it's the first time we talked about. So they offer me that, all this stuff, this thing, I mean, this package. The thing is, so they didn't get my profile back like more than 2 months ago, so I'm still dealing with. So how do I know if you guys going to get my profile back? Because that company, they asked me the same question like Google sent it to me before. So
yeah, so
I didn't see any difference. I mean, I did myself all that stuff because I know how to, you know, try to deal with the Google account. So, but probably Google didn't believe me because I'm just, you know.
So here's the thing. The company that you worked with, I looked them up. They're not a Google Premier Channel partner. So we are a Google Premier Channel partner. We're partnered with Google. We're only, we're one in 40 companies in the United States that can say that. We have been doing this already for, it's going to be 19 years next month. We know what we're doing. So like I did say, I don't know what's going on with your Google business profile. If we can't get your Google business profile back, we're going to fix it by making you a new one. That's not a problem. but I can't give you any information of what we can do because I don't know what's going on. That would be our onboarding team. And when we start the process with your actual business, our onboarding team is the one who's going to tell you how to, like, what to do next, basically. But, I mean, that's pretty much all I can tell you on that end. I mean, we deal with these type of situations all the time. It's not a problem. But I mean, the thing is that we have to get started, you know, for us to actually start doing everything for you.
So, mm-hmm. what I said at first, I mean, that's what I told them, the other company. I can go like with 2 months, 3 months, paying for a first page in Google, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing I want to see is get my business, I mean, my profile, fixed it. So that's what I want. And then, I know how the ads work and, how you guys work with it,
mm-hmm.
You know, put me on
yeah.
first page. I know that because I
mm-hmm.
have my Google business like for, I don't know, like for 6-7 years activated.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting a lot of customers. I know how that works. But the thing
yeah.
is, I want to see my business. I mean, the first thing, I want to see my profile. I mean, again, in Google. So, I mean, to
mm-hmm.
activate it in Google or get
mm-hmm.
it back, I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah,
but,
so you by doing that, you need to start service with us so we can do that for you. Like, we got to start the service. That's basically all there is here. We got to start the service to get your Google business profile back. So, I mean, it's up to you if you want to do it or not. I mean, just let me know because, you know, we can always move on. That's not a problem. But what is it that you
yeah.
want to do?
Yeah, because the first thing I get this one, I'm already confused. I don't know what to do because with this first experience and that and really bad experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to trust right now.
Well, it's because you worked with a company that didn't have credentials. So that's the main problem. You worked with a company that can't prove to you that they're partnered with Google. What I'll do right now is I'll send you over through text. Our certification through Google, and you can check it out on actual Google's website. I send it over to you. That's basically letting you know that the reason why we have our certification with Google is because we provide certain results to our clients that other companies cannot do. So, I mean, I understand you had a bad situation. I mean, realistically, I mean, what it comes down to is that you picked the wrong company. You picked a company that doesn't have the track record, basically, unfortunately. That's what happened. So if you want to give us a shot, I mean, right now is the time to do it because of the Black Friday specials. It gives you discounts. But again, I mean, it's completely up to you of what it is that you want to do. It's just, you know, you've been going back and forth with the other company and it's just been kind of a headache, I'm sure, on your end. So what is it that you want to do?
So question. So, okay, you said 240 from
$249.
Month, I mean, the first,
mm-hmm.
249. Okay, well,
mm-hmm.
let's live in 240. That's just kidding.
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how my clients did to me.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so the thing is, So anytime I want to decide, I mean, if I decide to cancel, I mean, to, you know, your guys' service. So my profile is going to be activated anyway. So I will still on Google, right?
Yeah, so we're not going to take your Google business profile. So your Google business profile is going to be yours. You're going to get to keep all of your reviews, your pictures up there. All of it's still going to be yours. We will have access to it when you're working with us. Because we do the optimization, but whenever you decide you don't want to be with us anymore, then we don't have access to your account anymore. It's yours.
Okay. I think I don't know what to do right now. So, because, you know, this is, now this is, 2 months. I'm almost done this month. That's gonna, you know, basically this month's not gonna be much business because nobody wants to do something on their home, you know.
Well, that's the good news. So what I was telling you, you know, so the other company was giving you the runaround for, you know, it's already been 2 months. For us, mm-hmm. it's going to take us about 30 to 45 days max to get that Google mm-hmm. business profile going for you, to get you on that first page of Google. That's approximately how long it's going to take. So, you know, right now nobody really wants anything done in their home. I totally get it. So by the time the new year comes around is when everything's going to be about done. So it is the perfect time to start everything.
Yeah. So the question is, the question is, so are you the one who's going to,
sorry, you kind of cut off. Can you repeat the question?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Are you the one who's going to help me all the time? I mean, mm-hmm. just to ask questions. I mean, during the activation, I mean, try to fix the profile. So, because the other company, they send me like 3 or 4 people asking, I mean, you know, I'm going to be charged on your Google profile, blah, blah, and then they're like, when I called them, then other people answer and they said, okay, I'm going to take care of your business. This is the same company, but the different people. So that's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So with us, the way that we work, so we do everything in-house. So you do have an account management team that they handle all of the back-end stuff, but I am still going to be your point of contact. So if you have any questions or concerns and it's not being answered for you, you're going to be having access to me. So I did previously send you over a text message with our office line, and it has my direct extension. So anytime you have an issue, you can call me directly at my extension and deal with me. So it's not, you're not like how you're dealing with the company that you are with now. It's not going to be that situation with us. I will still be point of contact on your account.
Okay. Yeah. So right now I'm driving. So what information do you can do right now?
Need the basics of your company info. I would need payment. And I need to set up a time to have my onboarding team call you, since we're already pretty booked for the day. I only have one time slot available between 11 to 12 that's left for an onboarding time, or I could schedule it either the Monday coming up or the Tuesday coming up. So that basically I would just need your basic info of your business, credit card information. And then I text you and email you everything and set up your onboarding call.
Okay. So, let me tell you something I was thinking about. Because, when I started the job, I started like a handyman. I mean, 15, 18 months ago. So I opened an account with, the name of HandyFast Handyman Service. But, like 2 years ago, I decided to get my, general contractor business, license. So I got my, general contractor license. But the thing is, I add a different name because I can't add any different name like my name because it's a sole pro. So they told me that I need to, something like my name or something, or I don't know. But I named the company Mendez Construction, so that's the name of right now. But it's not the same like a HandyFast. What do you think, what can you suggest me to do?
So I just want to make sure.
Sorry.
I want to make sure I understand your question. So you have two different businesses. Is that what you're saying?
Say it again. Sorry.
You have two different businesses?
Two different names. But, two different names. The thing is, before, when I started with Google, I opened my account like a handyman.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any license. So, since 2 years ago, so I get my license, contractor.
Okay.
But, the license contractor is with a different name as the Mendes Construction. That's my last name. Mendes Construction. So, the thing is, if they ask me, any proof, like, letter from the bank, or something like that, just to prove, it's not gonna be, it's not gonna be the same like a handy fan. Because I don't have any card with HandyFest. I just use the name, but I don't have any, a business account with HandyFest name.
So you are a licensed contractor, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking to get jobs as a contractor or as a handyman?
Either way. Yeah, both.
So,
yeah.
I recommend that you use the company that's the general contractor company. And you can put handyman services as a keyword. It doesn't matter if you don't have a business account under that company. If you are registered as a general contractor, like licensed as a general contractor, if Google asks for proof, that's what they're going to ask for. So if you have that, that's not a problem.
Yeah, that's what I have. So do you think you recommend to open a new profile? I mean, just we can suspend the handyman service. I know I have my reviews on that. I have my 5-star reviews and on the handyman. I have a ton of pictures of my jobs.
So there is two options. And again, this is going to be when if we start working with your company. So if we are able to get your HandyFast Google profile back, what we can do with Google is change the company name so you can keep all of your reviews, you can keep all of your pictures. Now, depending on what the problem was with your Google business profile, because again, this is all having to do with the onboarding team. If we are not able to recover your HandyFast Google profile, then we'll just make you a brand new one. And yes, you do have to start over with it, but we still can put your pictures of the work that you have done. You would just need to restart with the reviews. But it just really depends what the situation is with your Google business profile, but those would be the two options that we would do. We'll try to get your old one back. If we can't get it, we would do a new one. And I recommend if you're looking for if you're a general contractor, you have that license, you should go the general contractor route so you can be found for that as well.
Yeah, so you tell me which profile with Mendes Construction instead of HandyFest?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, yeah, okay, so let me see if I understand. You're telling me that open a new profile with the Mendes Construction instead of HandyFest?
Yeah, if you're looking to do general contracting work, I would recommend that you do that. Yeah, because if you have that license, that's really all that you need, which would be perfect, but, I mean, it's up to you, but I would do that, absolutely. And we can try to stay with your HandyFast Google profile and update the business name. But again, this all is based off of what the real situation is, which is what our onboarding team would have to figure out.
So probably it's going to be more easy to open a new profile with Mendes Construction than HandyFast, right?
It could be, but I don't know. That would be that's going to have to be something that my onboarding team would need to find out. So it really just depends what the problem was with your HandyFast Google business profile. Sometimes the problems are just very minor and they don't do any, like it's something that we can easily fix. So it would just be really easy just to use the same one. But if there's a really big problem, again, we don't know. then we're going to have to do you a new one. So it just, again, it all just depends, but we have to start the process of your profile to even know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So
what do you think? I mean, you want to give us a shot so we can start the process for you?
Yeah. I love to. Let's
do it. Good. I'm excited for you. And I'm gonna still keep up to date with you, okay? Because I know this is a unique situation. We're gonna make sure to get it done. Diego, and I know you told me because of your general construction company. Is your last name, you said it was Mendez?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Mendez?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your email address?
Domingo. S D as Diego. I is Ignacio. I don't know how to say that.
E. It's E, isn't it? D-I-E-G-O?
Yeah. M-I-D-E-M. No. Give me a second.
Is it the spelling of your first name? D-I-E-G-O?
Yeah, it's like my first name. D.
Okay.
Like D-I-S-D-I. Yeah. D-I-M-E-M-G-O. It's D-Mango. That's D-I-M-E-N-G-O. 1482.
gmail.com. Okay, I think I lost you in the beginning part. Let me make sure I got that correct. So it's because what's popping up is Diego, D-I-E-G-O, 1482, at gmail.com.
D-I-M-S-D-I-M.
Okay.
E-N-G-O. D-Mango, like Diamango, something like that.
Got it. D-I-M-E-N-G-O 1482 at gmail.com.
Yes, that one.
Okay. All right, perfect. And this phone number that we're speaking on that ends in 8097, is this the number that you're going to want your clients to call as well?
Yeah. You know what? I think we're going to use a different number, but I don't have the number with me right now.
Okay, don't worry about it. It's fine. When you have your onboarding call, just give them the phone number that you want your clients to call. Okay? It doesn't have to be done right now. When we contact you though, we're going to contact you at this phone number, just us. That's okay, right?
Okay, yeah. But give me a second. Let me see. Give me a second. So for the Google, for this HandyFest, I'm gonna use a different email just in case. I'm not gonna use Domingo. I'm gonna use a different email.
Okay.
Email.
What email is it?
That's Handyman, like Handyman 1482, the same. Handyman 1482@gmail.com.
Okay. So Handyman 1482@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And for the company name, what is the company name you're going to want to use?
So I think you said, it's gonna be HandyFest, right? You will try to figure out first, what's going on with the HandyFest, Handyman service?
I am gonna find out what's going on first with HandyFest, but that's not the company you wanna promote, right? You wanna promote the general contractor business?
Yeah. Okay, so, okay. It's gonna be, Mendez Construction.
Okay. And I'm going to put it here in the notes as well about the HandyFast Google Business Profile, because we're going to try to get that one first. And
yeah,
then
yeah.
we would change the name to Mendes Construction, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google does mail you out that verification pin. So this is that verification process you are somewhat familiar with, but we are going to help you with it this time, opposed to the
okay.
other company. The address that I have is 682 Meek Avenue in Hayward, California, 94541. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to put anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay.
Just me.
All right. And so what services do you want to be found for? What jobs do you offer?
Okay, so it's going to be kitchen remodeling, bathroom, house remodeling, additions, you know, convert garage to living space, something like that, electrical, plumbing, sheetrock. That's a lot
one
of stuff.
One second. I'm typing as quick as I can. Okay. All right. I got sheetrock. What's next?
Okay. You got a bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling?
Yes. I have kitchen and bathroom remodeling, room additions, garage living space, electrical, plumbing, sheetrock.
Plumbing.
Mm-hmm. I got plumbing.
Plumbing.
Do you do patios and decks?
Not really, but because more mostly I'm dedicated to working remodeling outside. But yeah, we do patios. We can do patios too. So
okay,
have,
do you do
yeah.
painting as well, like indoor and outdoor painting?
Yeah,
okay,
we do.
Do you do cabinet painting as well?
We don't do cabinet refinishing, but we install cabinets and all that.
Okay,
stuff.
You do install cabinets. Okay, so let's put install cabinets. What else?
I do roofing, but I don't want to take any roofing.
Okay, so I'm not gonna put that down then.
Yeah, no. Stucco.
You do stucco, okay.
Siding. Stucco. What else? Retaining walls.
Okay.
Attorney Wilson, what else? Yeah, mostly the stuff, irrigation.
Irrigation, okay.
What else? Wind installation, door installations, you know, that's
okay.
kind of handyman stuff. What else?
I'm going to repeat everything, see if something else pops up. So I have kitchen and bathroom remodeling, room additions, garage, living space, electrical, plumbing, sheetrock, patio, indoor and outdoor painting, install
mm-hmm.
cabinets, stucco, siding, retaining walls, irrigation, door installation, and window installation.
Yeah. Let's see. Just a hint and stuff. Sometimes people ask for exhaust fan installation. For bathrooms.
Okay, so bathroom insulation?
Yeah, exhaust fan.
Exhaust fan, okay.
Yeah, exhaust fan insulation. So sometimes people don't have it.
Okay.
High light insulation.
High light insulation?
Skylight.
Oh, skylight. Okay, got it. Okay, skylight insulation. Okay.
I did all this for now, so later
okay.
we can add more. Yeah.
Yeah, you can always change these. You can call me, or you're going to be able to do it also on your own dashboard. So don't worry about that.
You know,
yeah, you're going
to. Fan installation.
Okay.
Fence installation.
Okay, fence installation, and also fan installation, right? Because that's a
yeah,
that's a thing
yeah,
too. Okay.
Yeah.
So fence and also fan installation. Okay. All right. Now for your onboarding call, it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long.
Okay.
And it's they call within an hour window. We are already booked for today. It already, pretty much everything's already taken. But we do have availability on Monday and also Tuesday. What does your schedule look like?
Monday and Tuesday. What time on Monday?
We pretty much have a lot of availability on Monday. So you tell, other than between 10 to 11. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. I do have a lot open on Monday. What works best?
Okay, since it's Monday morning, but the thing is, I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
I'll be in Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Mexico on Monday. For 2 weeks I'll be there. So
you're gonna be in Mexico?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
¿Hablas español?
Claro que sí.
Yo no sabía. Mira. ¿Qué parte de México vas?
Oh, para Michoacán. ¿Tú hablas español?
Sí, yo hablo español.
Oh, más.
Más no, fácil,
mira,
¿verdad?
Yo siempre, fíjate, yo siempre reconozco cuando alguien habla español, pero contigo no se oye absolutamente nada, ¿eh? Y más fácil, me imagino que has nacido acá, ¿right?
Sí, yo nací acá, pero mi familia es de Guadalajara.
Oh, Guadalajara, mira.
Sí, sí. Laura Sánchez, mi apellido Sánchez, so por eso.
Oh, mucho gusto, Laura. Ya sabes que soy, mi nombre es Diego, ¿va? Y
sí.
Oye, de haber sabido, no quemo mi inglés, oye.
Sí, es mejor. Okay, pues no se preocupe, pues va a estar en México el lunes. ¿Cuándo regresa de México?
Hasta en diciembre.
Oh, hasta en diciembre, okay. Sí, so, ¿puede tomar usted llamadas en México? ¿Le deja el...? Okay.
Sí.
So, ¿se puede hacer la cita lunes, martes o hasta miércoles? ¿Cuál día es mejor para usted?
Yo pienso que el lunes. Si tienes en la mañana, el lunes está bien.
Sí, tengo dentro, además, tengo dentro las 7, las 8, tengo 8, las 9, 9, las 10. ¿A qué hora es mejor para usted?
Ya, las 7 o 8 está bien. 8 está bien, el lunes.
Okay. So, dentro las 8 o las 9, el lunes, le van a dar una llamada para procesar todo, para la información de sus keywords. También lo que está incluido en el servicio es un sitio de web. Es gratis. ¿Quiere uno también?
Bueno, si activan la cuenta para atrás de HandyFest, ahí tengo, ¿cómo se llama? El web también. Pero si ustedes proveen una, pues está bien. Aunque en el web ese que tengo ya tengo todas las, ¿cómo se llama? Aún no está bien establecido, lógico. Yo lo hice, me dedico a eso. pero si hacen una, está bien, ya. Yeah.
Okay, so todo depende si podemos agarrar el Google Business Profile de HandyFast. Okay.
Sí.
Okay.
Yeah.
¿Y si tiene usted una cuenta de Facebook para el negocio o todavía no?
No, todavía no.
Okay. ¿Gustaría que le hacemos uno? Porque también le hacemos publicidad en Facebook y trabaja muy bien esa publicidad. So le podemos hacer uno también gratis. Okay.
Oh, perfecto. Me parece bien.
Y déjame ver aquí, a ver, okay. ¿Y en qué, puede usted escoger ciudades, condados o zip codes de en donde quiere agarrar trabajo?
So, prácticamente creo que es a 30 millas alrededor de mi locación, que sería prácticamente todo el área de la bahía, San José, también lo que es.
¿Puedo poner yo 30 mile radius? So, 30 yeah. millas? Okay.
Ajá.
30 mile radius, okay. ¿Y qué días y horas quiere enseñar que está abierto?
De lunes a viernes, es de 8 a 5 de la tarde.
8 de 5 de la tarde, okay. ¿Y los fines de semana quiere poner by appointment only o quiere poner cerrado?
Probablemente vamos a ponerlo by appointment only.
Okay. Para que todavía le puedan, si ven su negocio, le dan una llamada todavía porque dice by appointment only. Okay. Su cuenta, ¿lo puedo poner también en español para que nomás gente de nuestra compañía le van a hablar en español? ¿Lo quiere en español o no le importa a usted?
No, sería como se llama normal, como aquí.
Okay, está bien, puedo poner inglés y español. Okay. Okay. ¿Y la tarjeta que va a usar tiene su nombre, el nombre de la compañía o los dos?
No, solo tiene el nombre de la compañía. Mendez Construction,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ¿y el domicilio del billing para la tarjeta es el 682 del Meek Avenue? Okay. ¿Y qué tipo de tarjeta va a usar? ¿Es MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
De la tarjeta es su para pagar. Tiene mi nombre, nomás Diego Méndez.
Okay, ¿no tiene como otro apellido o un middle initial?
Solo Diego Méndez.
Okay, perfecto. ¿Y era Visa, perdón, o MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay. Y yo estoy lista para los números cuando está listo usted.
¿Ustedes no me envían un contrato o algo así?
No, lo que va a pasar ahorita, le voy a hacer un voice verification, lo voy a hacer en inglés porque es más fácil para mí. Uh-huh. pero en el voice verification le vamos a decir también que no hay nada de contrato y va a recibir todo ahorita también por mensaje de texto y también por email, que van a ser los terms and conditions, que le van a decir exactamente qué vamos a hacer para usted. ¿A cuánto le vamos a cobrar exactamente? Que nomás es 249 y eso es lo único que le vamos a estar cobrando cada mes. Y también le va a decir que no hay nada de contrato, usted puede cancelar cuando usted quiera. Nomás le pedimos que si va a cancelar, que por favor cancele 3 días antes de cuando le cobramos la tarjeta normalmente para que podamos procesar todo.
Uh-huh.
Y eso.
Okay. Dices que mandaste tu, ¿cómo se llama? Partnership with Google.
Mm-hmm. Ya, se lo mandé. Le mandé el Google, el Google Business, no Business Profile, perdón, el Google Certification, la certificación con Google. También ya le he mandado, y si no lo tiene, si lo borró, lo puedo mandar a través de nuevo. Pero también le mandé el número a nuestra oficina y ese es el número donde le vamos a estar hablando. Ese es el número que quiere guardar en su teléfono y también tiene mi extensión. Cualquier cosa, como lo está diciendo, yo todavía voy a ser la persona que va a hablar con usted. Usted me puede dar una llamada directamente a esa extensión.
Okay, Laura. ¿No tienes un, cómo se llama, por ejemplo, un web donde te pueda encontrar la compañía?
Sí, busca, le mandé el mensaje para nuestro número de teléfono también con mi extensión, ahí dice el nombre de nuestra compañía, también le mandé yo la certificación con Google, también tiene el nombre de nuestra compañía que es Local Splash, si busca por Google, ahí vamos a salir Local Splash, estamos nosotros en Fountain Valley en California, es Orange County.
Okay, Local Splash, ¿qué?
Nomás tiene que poner Local Splash, va a salir la compañía. Voy a mandar nuestro sitio de web también para que pueda ver.
De hecho, yo estoy entrando a tu web.
Ahí sale toda nuestra formación, pues ya tenemos, pues va a ser 19 años el próximo mes, 10,000 clientes. Sí, le mandé también nuestra página de pricing, pero el precio pues es más, se lo estamos dando un descuento también.
Ok, Laura, pues ¿cómo se llama? Vamos a... Como
si estuvo un shock. Sí, va a verle. Vamos a ayudarle. Vamos a limpiar todo. Porque es una, it was a nightmare lo que está con la otra compañía. Ay, no, un nightmare lo que le están haciendo. So,
ya,
nosotros,
la verdad que sí.
Sí, sí, y también porque no se puede comunicar con nadie. Y pues, ay, sí. Pero, anyways, sí, lo vamos a ayudar. Como le dije, yo todavía voy a ser la persona que va a estar hablando con usted. So, yo me voy a encargar que esto sí se haga y se haga bien. So, para eso no se preocupe, ¿ok?
All right, so, ok, está bien. Ok, the Business Bureau, ok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so, déjame ver. Porque la otra compañía me mandó un contrato, yo firmé el contrato con ellos, de cómo se llama, de que no se activaba la cuenta, cómo se llama, me regresa al refund o algún tipo de, cómo se llama, haciendo el refund, pero no sé cómo, okay, ¿sabes qué? Perdón, es un MasterCard, no es un Visa.
Oh. Okay, déjame cambiarlo aquí. Okay, ya lo cambié a MasterCard.
Yeah, okay, es 5262.
Okay.
2519.
Okay.
8598.
Okay.
6125.
Okay, ¿cuándo expira?
827.
827, ¿y el número de seguridad?
Es 447.
Okay. Cada vez que le vamos a hablar también, le vamos a preguntar una pregunta de seguridad. Es para que usted sepa que es nosotros que le estamos dando una llamada, no otra compañía. So, puede escoger usted de tres preguntas. Está el apellido de su mamá, la ciudad en donde nació o el nombre de su primer mascota.
Okay, va a ser el apellido de mi mamá.
Okay, ¿y cuál es el apellido?
Gómez.
Gómez, okay, bien fácil. Okay. Gómez. So voy a hacer el voice verification, lo voy a hacer en inglés porque es más fácil para mí, pero le va a decir exactamente qué vamos a hacer para usted, lo va a recibir también por email y también por mensaje de texto, so ya cuando termino con el voice verification. So la primera cosa, if you can please state the name of your business.
Okay.
So, yeah, nomás me tiene que decir el nombre de su compañía, por favor.
Okay. Es Handy Fast Handyman Service.
Y es el construction company también, ¿verdad? The Mendez Construction.
Yeah, and Mendez Construction, yeah.
Okay. Y si me puede decir su nombre y la posición que tiene con la compañía, por favor.
Diego Mendez, soy el dueño.
Okay. ¿Y está autorizado para hacer negocios para esta compañía?
Para Local Splash, sí.
Para su compañía.
Oh,
estoy tratando en español.
Oh, ok, para mi compañía, sí.
Ok, perfecto. Y es importante que usted se comunique con nosotros cuando le estamos hablando o le estamos mandando emails. Y para que usted sepa, porque va a salir su negocio más allá por el internet, tal vez va a haber otras compañías que le van a estar dando una llamada que no son con nosotros. So,
okay.
Por eso todo el tiempo le vamos a estar preguntando ese, ¿cómo se llama? We're going to ask you that security code para que usted sepa que es nosotros que le estamos dando una llamada. Okay. ¿Y qué más iba a decir? So, lo que le vamos a cobrar ahora va a ser nomás los $249. Después de eso, nomás le vamos a estar cobrando $249 cada mes en el 22 de cada mes. Usted puede cancelar cuando usted quiera sus servicios. Nomás le preguntamos que nos dé una llamada, pues, 3 días antes de su billing day. ¿Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Y va a recibir ahorita todo por email y también por mensaje de texto. O si me da un momento. Okay, déjame ver aquí. Okay. Déjame checar que llegue todo. Y le voy a mandar también ahorita los terms and conditions, que es exactamente lo que vamos a hacer para usted. So ahí lo va a recibir. Y también todo lo que le estaba diciendo. Déjame ver si ya lo mandó. A ver. Okay. Okay, le voy a mandar ahorita un link. Si me lo puede abrir, por favor. Un segundo.
Okay.
Okay, copy there.
Local spot term experience, okay.
Sí, se lo de mandar ahorita. El link es los terms and conditions, so es lo que le vamos a hacer para usted, que ese es el Google Business Profile, que es la primera cosa, y otra vez vamos a ver qué está pasando con el que tiene ahorita, porque es, you know, you're a little bit of a particular case.
Yeah.
Pero va a ser el Google Business Profile para usted. Vamos a también hacer el the directory submission, so porque va a ser una nueva compañía también, el Mendez Construction. Le vamos a hacer una cuenta pues con Yelp, también con Facebook, con Bing, también el Google Business Profile que vamos a arreglar. Si necesita un sitio de web, también le vamos a hacer ese sitio de web. Todo depende de este HandyFast, si lo podemos agarrar. Vamos a hacerle también la publicidad con Facebook. Dice cuánto le vamos a estar cobrando, que nomás es los $249. Usted puede poner su cuenta en pausa si se pone bien ocupado. Nomás si nos da una llamada 3 días antes de cuando normalmente le cobramos. También ahí dicen que puede cancelar cuando usted quiera. Lo único que necesito que haga es las 2 cajitas, si las puede cliquear. Primero es porque usted está bien que nosotros le estemos dando, mandando mensajes de texto. La próxima caja es que usted sí es la persona que está autorizado en la cuenta. Si puede poner su nombre, Diego Méndez, con capital letters, la D y la M, y nomás si puede cliquear confirm, por favor.
Signatures, they say.
Lo va a mandar a sí, el confirm. Y lo va a mandar al dashboard. El dashboard va a ser lo que le va a enseñar todo de cómo estamos trabajando para usted. Déjame ver si ya procesó en mi lado.
Apenas va. Okay. So, un local me pide un username.
Le vamos a hacer un username y password. Va a tomar como unos 3 a 5 días para agarrarle ese username y password. Ahí es en donde se va a meter usted todo para hacer todo para su compañía. Va a poder ver también el Google Business Profile, todo eso. So, vamos a hacer esto para usted. Ahorita ya todo, ya hicimos todo en esta parte. Lo voy a mandar ahorita un email para su llamada el lunes dentro de las 8 a las 9. Si yo no estoy ocupada, yo soy la persona que le voy a hablar para introducir al account manager, que se va a encargar de preguntarle todas las preguntas. Pero si yo estoy ocupada, todavía le van a dar una llamada y ellos se van a encargar de todo. Pero ya tiene usted mi extensión. So cualquier cosa me puede mandar un text, me puede mandar un email o me puede hablar, ¿ok?
Oh, perfecto, está bien.
Pues muchas gracias y usted tenga buen día. Hablo con usted el lunes.
Ok, perfecto, me parece bien. Gracias, Laura.
Gracias a usted, hasta luego. Bye.
Oye, perdón, una pregunta.
Sí.
Última pregunta. Tú me dijiste que te llamas Alejandra, ¿verdad?
Laura Sánchez.
Laura. Oh, ok, perdón.
No, está bien. Alejandra es mi hermana.
Oh, ok. Ok, gracias entonces.
No, gracias a usted. Hasta luego. Bye.
Bye.